Hobbit 4.7, Andy and Mal. It is 7:06, up to 22 today. It is 3 above right now. Above zero, that's good.
I like it.
Yeah. Oh, wait, no, I'm wrong. It's 2 above.
Oh.
At least we're above zero.
Yeah.
And the wind is not blowing.
My phone
very
said
hard.
It was 1 when I was driving in today. I was like,
oh, my. Oh, the burr. Little weather app on my computer says it's 1 out.
Yeah, burr.
Burr. So, according to a new survey about the war on Christmas, which, you know, really only exists in the minds of the media, 66% of people say they prefer Merry Christmas to Happy Holidays.
I prefer Merry Christmas.
I do, too. Because that is the big holiday that is coming up in 4 days.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not surprising that most people like saying Merry Christmas as opposed to Happy Holidays, because what's the other holiday going on right now? There is Hanukkah over yet?
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure. I don't know how long Hanukkah goes. I wish I'd...
It began on the 8th.
Knew more information about that, but I'm not sure.
Hanukkah is on the 9th.
Okay.
And then there's something about 8 crazy nights.
Oh, yeah, Adam Sandler.
Yeah. We have 8 crazy nights.
Thank goodness for Adam Sandler, so we know about that.
If you have a real Christmas tree, congratulations. You have 25,000 insects in your home.
What? Nuh-uh, not like in South Dakota. They'd be dead.
Well, probably. Associate Professor Bart Jordahl said that the trees can have up to 25,000 different insects and spiders in them. Things you'll find in your tree include springtails, which are sometimes called book lice or snow fleas. Also spiders, moths, mites, and bark lice. Most of them burrow.
Oh, you're making me itch.
Most of them burrow up into the tree and hibernate for the winter. So they're not really frozen. But when you bring the tree inside your nice warm home, they wake up. Now, the good news is that most of the bugs that live in the tree. They don't really want to roam around your house.
Okay.
So they're probably not going to, you know, bite you in your bed or anything like that. But your house is also dry in the wintertime and there's not a lot of food for them. So they'll die pretty quickly.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I just use my artificial tree. I don't need to have the
real
one.
we've got a fake tree too.
You know, growing up we always had a real one and that was fine, but you know, we always forget to water it and stuff. And
we did for a while. We had the real trees, but I remember mom and dad getting an artificial tree somewhere in there. I don't remember exactly when.
It's just so much more cost efficient, really.
Well, and I don't know. I kind of like the real trees personally. Mm-hmm.
I'm not a big fan of the smell of pine trees anyway.
Oh, so. I love that smell.
No.
That is one of my favorite smells. That was the smell.
I'm not a big fan of it.
When I was in college at Black Hill State, I don't think it's going anymore, but there used to be the Pope and Talbot Sawmill, and it was right west of campus, like about a half mile down the road. And I'd get up in the morning from my dorm, and you could smell it in the hallways. Pine. This fresh cut pine smell.
Yeah.
It was amazing. I've never been in a place that smelled so good as Spearfish, South Dakota.
Hmm.
It smelled amazing, even in the winter.
Weird.
Sawmill was if they were cutting wood, you smelled pine. It was awesome.
Loved okay.
It. How do you not like pine? It was the first ever car freshener.
I know, that's why I don't like it.
It was the original.
It stinks.
Well, that pine stinks. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
But
I'm
real
just,
pine smells good.
I'm just not. Like, if it's, like, they're cutting wood, yeah.
How long have you been like a communist?
That. Oh, you stop. Just because I don't like certain smells.
Pine? Real? No. Fresh cut pine?
Not really.
That's like saying you don't like the smell of fresh cut grass.
No, I like the smell of that.
Or cookies baking in the oven.
I like that, too.
But you don't like the smell of fresh cut real pine?
Mm-mm.
Wow.
I don't like it.
Okay. All right. Anyway, so the end of the world was allegedly supposed to come today. It did not.
No.
But we did put together some things in the hopes that we would still be here today of what our show would sound like if the end of the world came. And here is the next edition of Andy and Mel in the Apocalypse. Andy and
Mel. In the Apocalypse.
It's Andy and Mel, the Apocalypse in the Morning, and it is time to play our favorite game, Find the Food Cache. Mel, tell them what they could win today.
One whole can of Green Giant cream corn.
Ooh, name brand even.
It's delicious.
Your clue today to find the food cache, David's junk.
The morning sunshine. The morning.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Imagine Dragons, and it's time, 7:21 right now. We're going to top out at 22 today. It is 2 above right now. When it's that close to 0, I always feel like I need to say above.
Yes, I agree.
Just because you never know.
Mm-hmm.
Could be below.
It could.
You're awful close to being below. Not necessarily below but 0, but it could
above.
Be. You could be below 0. So, Mel and I are exchanging gifts here in about a half hour mm-hmm. from now. You're going to be surprised. Let's check the poll, see okay. how the poll is going as
pretty
to
sure
who
I'm
is
winning.
Going to give the better gift. I'm closing the gap a little bit here, but, oh no, 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 no.
What?
I misread it earlier. I am winning.
No, you're not.
Yes. Who will give the
oh,
better gift? Andy or
right
Mel?
Now.
I am smoking you right now.
What?
I have been smoking you.
No, I was winning before. People.
You were?
Yeah.
No?
I had like 63% earlier. Yeah. Now you are winning.
So I didn't misread it, read it earlier.
No. You read it correctly.
Yeah. 58 what? to 42%.
People, really? You think Andy's going to give me a better gift than I'm giving him?
If I wasn't confident in it, I wouldn't say so.
You went shopping yesterday. I made yours like 2 weeks ago.
Let's just say I didn't go shopping.
Okay.
I just happened upon it through the course of my day. That's all.
But you hadn't done that until yesterday.
Correct.
Yes.
That's why you never rush anything. It'll just come to you. Never try to make something happen.
Uh-huh.
It will come in due time.
Okay.
I'm a firm believer in that.
That's similar to dating. Like
exactly.
When I was looking
for a girlfriend, I could never find one, or at
right.
least a good one. And then when I wasn't trying, boom, I meet my wife.
That's why I decided I'm not looking right now.
Yeah. Kayla's on the phone. How are you, Kayla?
Well, the world's not ending, right?
Yeah, so I guess that's a good thing. So we got that going for us.
Woo-hoo.
It didn't end last year or a couple months before when the guy was wrong either, so.
Yeah, what was that guy's name?
Weird old guy.
I can't think of his name. Nope, not.
I didn't miss the match for cash, right?
No, you didn't.
Okay. I got 4 of the 7 yesterday.
Oh.
So, hopefully I get the other 3 today.
Hopefully.
So, why did you ask which Christmas present is better, yours or Mel's?
We're doing a poll on it.
Who do you think's gift will be better?
To each other?
I told you we should have reworded the question.
To
it should have
other?
Been which is more thoughtful.
Okay. No, it's the same thing. It's better. Yeah, to each other is the question.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, because well, I could have gotten, it could have been skewing my way because they thought the one that you gave to me was the one. We were referencing.
That's not how I asked it, though.
It just says
who will give the better present.
Oh, is that how it's worded?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Did you tell us what the presents were?
Not yet.
No, we don't know. We'll reveal them. We don't know what each other's is yet either, but that will be revealed at about 7:50.
Well, Mel is more thoughtful, and Andy, you have more of a sense of humor. So it kind of be a toss up in the air.
Okay.
I think that I'm going to win this one.
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be blown away by mine.
We'll see.
You have no idea how awesome the gift is that I got you.
Mine is amazingly awesome.
Yeah.
7:50. We'll have it.
Okay.
Thanks for the call, Kayla.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
My day starts backwards. I wake up tired and go to bed wide awake.
The Mash for Cash from Quality Lenders is worth $135.
Mm-hmm.
7 songs. You got to give us title and artist, and here it is.
W2,
There they are.
Do you know them?
I actually heard all seven that time.
Nice.
Yeah.
By the way, that guy's name was Harold Camping.
Harold Camping.
Harold.
Not Carol. That was just me.
Oh, yeah. Harold Camping was the crazy dude.
Yeah. That thought the world was going to end last May.
Twice.
Yeah. 361-5557. If you know all seven songs, you must have title and artist, and you will win $135 just in time for Christmas from Quality Lenders. Good luck. It's 726, Hot 104.7.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Sioux Falls weather. Up to 22 today, nice and sunny. 10 tonight, 27 tomorrow. Right now, it is 2 above. And the Mash for Cash. We have a caller. It's not impossible, but not the easiest one ever. But a solid one, Mel.
Thank you. I'm getting better at it.
Cassandra's on the phone. How are you, Cassandra?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. So, do you think you know all seven?
I think so.
All right. Give it a whirl.
Okay. My Life Would Suck Without You, Kelly Clarkson. Lips of an Angel, Hinder. Single Ladies, Beyonce. Gold Digger, Kanye West. Locked Out of Heaven, Bruno Mars. Get the Party Started, Pink. Everything About You, Ugly Kid Joe.
Cassandra?
Yes?
You won the Mash for Cash!
Yay! Woo-hoo! Good job. See, I didn't make it that hard.
No. The one that I think was the hardest, and tell me if you agree, Cassandra, was it Kelly Clarkson, My Life Would Suck Without You?
Yeah, that one was pretty hidden in there.
That one was the toughest to find.
I could hear that one like the most, actually.
See, I had trouble with that one. The one you could hear the most was Ugly Kid Joe, Everything About You.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to, since that one was older.
Yeah, that's probably smart.
I thought that was better to make that a little easier to hear.
And maybe someone could Shazam it with her phone or something. And I wonder if Shazam just goes, I have no idea what you're playing right now.
Shazam would freak out.
Oh, yeah. It might explode your phone. Cassandra, you have won $135 from Quality Lenders. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And some extra money for Christmas, too. It is 7:33 with Pink and Try. Hot 104.7. Yeah. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. That was Hot Shell Ray and Jingle Bell Rock. Brand new Christmas song from them this year. We are going to top out at 22 today. It is a meager 2 degrees outside. Brr. Okay, The Vault. We were cracking that.
Mm-hmm.
I got to have the music, though, don't I?
You do.
I don't have it.
Somebody's going to win a $50 party tab to The Vault.
There.
They get all three numbers correct.
I didn't have my normal pad of buttons. Pamela's on the phone. How are you, Pamela?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. So, do you know all three digits to crack The Vault?
I do.
Okay.
69, 96, and
3. Pamela, you are correct.
Woot woot.
You have won yourself a $50 party tab to The Vault.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
You are welcome. Yeah. So, we're getting so close to the gift. I am dying to know what the hell you made that you had to order.
You'll know when you open it and you'll be like, oh.
Yeah.
You'll love it.
I don't get what you make that you order. If you order
it. I made it and then I had to order it.
I don't know.
You'll see.
Is it it's not a t-shirt?
Nope.
Is it an ugly Christmas sweater?
Nope. I need one of those, though.
Okay. I don't need one of those. And actually, that is one of the least wanted Christmas gifts this year.
Ah.
According to a new survey, this was on the Daily Mail, the Christmas gifts that people want the least this year, number 5 is a Christmas sweater. Don't buy them.
I like nice sweaters.
Unless it's a gag gift and the gift you're giving is...
No Christmas sweater, like Christmas themed, but if it's a nice sweater to give, yes.
Number 4, a jumpsuit or adult onesie.
Yeah.
I saw some full-length footy pajamas the other day.
Well, those are okay.
I was tempted.
Those are okay.
Just because they're silly. However, I think I would have the same problem.
And warm.
I think I would have the same problem my kids have wearing them. I mean, Rockley's still wearing the big onesie pajamas.
Yeah.
And Crystal found some that have these like extended legs where they're kind of a foot pad, but they're not closed on the end.
Oh.
Because my kids have enormous feet that don't fit in footy pajamas.
Oh. Yikes.
Jackie never would wear them.
That sucks.
And we couldn't even get Rockley into him.
Huh.
Well, we could get him in him, except for his feet.
Yeah.
They were busting out at the seams. Number three gift people don't want is a weight loss DVD.
Yeah, I don't want that.
Number two, a DVD of Olympics highlights.
Lame? Somebody
Wouldn't
gave
that
me that?
Suck?
I'd be like, really? I think I would give them the middle finger.
I didn't watch the Olympics when they were on TV.
Exactly.
It was like one of those things you're guilted into caring about.
I watched the opening ceremonies, and that was at a bar, and you could barely hear it.
Yeah.
So I just, which I will say, though, was kind of cool watching.
The number one gift people do not want for Christmas this year. Any idea what it would be?
Fruitcake?
No, it's a big one. Big topical gift this year.
A Furby?
No.
Oh.
Not a Furby. It's a book.
A book?
Called 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, 50 Shades. Oh, really?
Is the number one thing people do not want as a gift this year.
See, I would like that.
That's something you want to buy yourself,
well,
I think. You
true.
Don't really want that
it
as a gift.
It would be weird if my mom gave it to me. You know, or...
Wouldn't that be funny if she didn't know what it was about and she gave you that book?
That was... Oh. You would think that she'd read the back of it before. You would think.
Or you got it and you could tell that it had already been read.
There's a little page fold back.
Yeah, there's a corner folded because she forgot to use the bookmark. And the binding is like all worn.
Mom,
and
you can
used.
Just get me a gift certificate.
Yeah. So the world did not come to an end today.
No, we're here.
At least not yet. But yesterday, Mel and I put together some pieces of what our show might sound like in the apocalypse.
In the apocalypse.
Well, of course, as you know, the apocalypse took out the internet, so finding things to talk about on our show has become more difficult. Luckily, the horseback couriers are running around now, and that's kind of how we're getting our news.
Yes.
And we found there was a survey that had been done that used to be thehuffingtonpost.com. Apparently, Arianna Huffington's still going.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, the survey said 97% of people kept the Christmas gifts they had bought for their friends and relatives.
That's why I bought stuff that I would enjoy.
The number one reason given for them not giving the gifts was that they're dead.
Oh, that'd be a good reason.
Yeah. So do you think it's right to not give the gifts to your deceased loved ones here in the apocalypse? Send your note via carrier pigeon to 5100 South Tennis Lane in the former Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Or you can reach us on ham radio at frequency 279.596er.
The Hot Morning Show.
How about a 4.7, Andy and Mel? 756 up to 22 today. It is 2 right now. And here we go. The time has come.
It has.
Fa la 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 la.
Are you feeling in the Christmas spirit?
Oh, I'm in a very Christmassy spirit.
Yay.
Very, very Christmassy spirit. Because I know I gave the better gift this year.
I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure. And so is everybody else. Shockingly.
Apparently.
I did not see this coming.
I think that...
I expected it to be exactly the opposite.
Yeah, I'm a little shocked as well.
The only thing I can gather is that maybe people misread the question.
I don't know,
who will give the better gift? And right now, I am smoking you.
Yeah.
69% to 31%.
Weird.
So,
who goes
first?
Oh, it doesn't matter. You can pick. I don't care.
Rock, paper, scissors, one time only.
Okay.
Okay. One, two, three, shoot. Okay.
You win. Paper.
I win.
Over rock.
So, that means I get to open mine first.
Yeah, it's in a manila envelope
yeah,
right now.
It's really classy.
Well, it just didn't get here in time. So I had to print out a picture of what it is.
Okay. And this, by the way, is way larger an envelope than it needed to be.
That's the first one I found.
Okay. Oh my God, that is awesome.
Turn it all the way. Yeah. Do you like it?
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
I custom made you Chuck Taylors and their Vikings.
Converse Chuck Taylor sneakers. They are dark purple and gold.
No, they're black.
Oh, they're black?
They are black.
Oh, okay.
And then I did the highlights because I didn't want them like overkill of the Vikings color.
Yeah, no, okay. I couldn't tell just because the way it's printed.
Yeah, it wasn't the best printing job ever.
That
And then the back says Skol.
Yeah, it says S-K-O-L. Skol Viking.
Isn't that cool? Because you could put something on there on the back.
That's pretty awesome.
See, I custom made them. Now do you understand when I said I made them and how to order them?
Now I get it, yeah.
Makes sense, right?
That is cool.
Do you like them?
I do.
Yay!
That's pretty cool. Not the kind of thing I'll wear every day.
No.
But
you could if you wanted to, though. And I did order a 13.
And that's good.
I double checked with your mom.
Oh, you asked my mom what my shoe size was. I was about to ask if you asked my wife.
I just sent a text to your mom just double checking because I knew she was at your house. Because when I ordered them, you guys were at the hospital.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. There is yours.
Why are you holding it up like that?
What do you mean?
You were holding it like way higher.
Oh, I was not holding it up crazy high.
The hat.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Oh, that's nice. I like it. I will wear that. And it's a leopard. It's like a week late for my birthday party.
Yeah, I know. No, I just happened to come across it at my remote yesterday.
I like it. See, yeah, Mr.
Well,
I was
planning on going shopping before I ran into that.
I like it.
And then I ran into it.
It works good with my hairstyle today, too.
And
I can't wear my headphones right now.
Yeah, they don't work so well with fedoras.
No, they don't.
But
The band thing on it's really cool.
Yeah, it's like kind of it kind of looks like a straw hat, a straw fedora, sort of, kind of. And then it's got the leopard print on it, and then it's got like the spikes around the band.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Impressed?
I am. You did good.
Uh-huh.
Are you impressed by yours?
Yeah. I didn't know you could custom make chucks.
I didn't either. See, here's the deal, and this is why I would have ordered it sooner. But somebody had posted on Facebook that they had made some, and I was like, where did you do that at? That is so cool. And so then they told me, and I went on to make them, and they're like, well, it's going to be 2.5 to 3 weeks. And I was like, crap. So I was like, because I was going to get you.
Oh, so the Vikings will be out of the playoffs by the time
I get them. No, I was going to get you.
Yeah,
they're going to be fine. I was going to get you Walking Dead Blu-ray. That was my plan. And a couple other things, like that was what I originally had planned. But then I was like,
okay.
He really likes Chuck Taylor's.
Now,
and
you know, yeah.
Oh, you would have rather had The Walking Dead?
There's still a decent chance I'll get it.
I'm sure somebody else is going to get it for you.
That would have been a home run. This is a cool idea. I'm not knocking this, but.
You not like them?
Did I say that? You're the one who told me what your other thing was going to be, and I'm like,
well, I was going to tell you, because then that's what I was going to go buy you, but then I found that, and I was like, this is way cooler.
Yeah, it's cooler, but Walking Dead.
Yeah, but you can wear it with your jerseys, and...
Yeah, next year.
And they're made, you can still wear jerseys, and it's made specifically for
you. I don't wear jerseys
you.
If it's not a game day or I'm at a Vikings game. I don't wear them when it's not football season.
I do.
Okay, that's kind of lame. Anyway. No, the shoes are awesome. I love it.
Good. I'm glad.
You could have got me The Walking Dead 2, though.
Do you know how much those were?
Hot 1047.com.